Well, it's Wednesday hump day. It'll be cloudy and there'll be here and there showers right into tonight. A hazy, warm, and humid Thursday will be well into the 80s. Some of us may see a thunderstorm at night. Looks like clearing, less humid weather on Friday, but still warm in the 80s. Now, okay, it's a Labor Day weekend. Everyone's going to be urging you to, again, adhere to the rules. And the nice weather will not make that easy. Saturday and Sunday, 70s, low humidity with sun. Monday, it'll get more humid, but I think showers will hold off until Monday night. Over the tropics, we have Tropical Storm Omar, and that is off the coast of the Carolinas, moving away. There's some rip current risks for us. Then we have Tropical Storm Nana, or some would like to say Nana, will hit Honduras. Could actually emerge on the Pacific side and get a different name. So no threat to the U.S. There are two more waves in the Atlantic, one especially along the African coast that could become Porlette, but that is days away from our concern. Now, this is what I don't get. There are states that do not require the wearing of a mask. Now look at New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We've proven that it works. So what's the problem? We need to try to isolate the virus as we head into the fall. And the only way to do it is to follow the guidelines. Now, I think virtual learning for colleges may have to be the rule, since they really are the big offenders, or one of the big offenders right now. What happens when they, meaning the college students, come home for the holidays? Do they spread it to their families and friends? People won't know if it's COVID or the flu. Look at it this way. Wear a mask, you won't be recognized. Comments, questions, you name it, mail us to weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.